European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana told reporters in Brussels that the EU incentives to Iran will be generous and bold and will relate to nuclear, economic, and possibly security matters.
We are preparing already a very serious package that I think will be difficult for them to say no. What they want, really, is energy.
If Iran wants something else, Solana said, that will also become clear. Solana spoke before an EU foreign ministers meeting, which includes ministers from Britain, France, and Germany, the three European countries working to defuse the nuclear standoff between Iran and the West. Iran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful civilian purposes, to develop nuclear energy. But the United States and Europe fear Tehran is trying to acquire a nuclear weapon. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has rejected the new incentives before they have been presented. In remarks broadcast on Iran state television Sunday, he described the European proposals as invalid. Tehran's steadfast refusal to abandon its nuclear activities poses a dilemma for the West as it seeks a diplomatic solution to the standoff. European and U.S. efforts to impose U.N. sanctions against Tehran are stymied by opposition from Russia and China, which wield veto power at the U.N. Security Council. European officials reportedly hope to finalize their new incentives package by Friday, when the five Security Council members, plus Germany, meet in London. Luxembourg's foreign minister described the package as one of the last chances to resolve the standoff diplomatically. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.